qui printemps. Et on y va se péter. Allez, allez.
Friday is market day in Champigny-sur-Marne. Stalls are selling French, African and Asian produce and, of course, egg tarts, maize bread, chorizo and cheese from Portugal.
Sim, é português.
É português.
Era grande ou pequena?
Não, mas é broa amarela ou...
É branca.
É branquinha. Ok, então pode ser...
Marina works on one of the Portuguese stalls. She came to France 23 years ago at the age of 7.
Bah, mes parents, ils sont personnes émigrées du Portugal.
My parents emigrated from Portugal. They came here to work, to look for a better life, and we've been here ever since.
Et depuis, on est là depuis toujours.
The biggest influx of Portuguese migrants to France was during the 30-year boom that followed World War II. The factories that surrounded Paris were desperate for labour, employing migrants from former French colonies in Africa and from poorer European countries. Doctors were sent to Portugal to examine would-be immigrants, checking their teeth, their muscles, their general health to see if they were fit for work. If they were, a company would send a contract. Portugal was a dictatorship at the time, and most people, especially from poor rural areas, didn't trust the authorities. Author Altina Ribeiro, who came to France in 1969, explains why many didn't choose to take the legal path.
It was really complicated to be able to leave, and people who lived in small isolated villages had more confidence in a people smuggler who was part of their milieu than in the authorities, because the authorities tended to belittle people. And many were illiterate, and the procedures were too complicated.
But their confidence was sometimes misplaced. Valdemar Francisco, who also came to France as a child in the 60s, remembers some harrowing accounts of the crossing.
Sometimes they had to walk for several days. When you were walking across the Pyrenees, you didn't want to twist your ankle or break a leg, because the smuggler would say, "Go on, keep going, I'll look after him." And then they'd hear either a shot or a cry, and that was it.
For those who did arrive, however, not having papers was not a big problem. Such was the need for labour that work and residency permits were handed out to all comers. A minority of the new arrivals were political refugees, but most were what would be called economic migrants today, escaping the poverty of rural Portugal or low wages in the cities. Then there were young men dodging military service, which was 4 years fighting guerrilla movements in Angola, Mozambique and Guinea, which were Portuguese colonies at the time. But none of them escaped the attentions of the dictatorship back home. The country's leader, Antonio Salazar, and his successor, Marcelo Caetano, were terrified the migrants would catch the bug of communism in a country with thriving trade unions and a massive communist party. So they sent agents of their secret police, the PIDE, to spy on the migrants, Valdemar Francisco says.
Et les gens qui avaient fui étaient pris un petit peu en otage.
The people who had fled were sort of hostages, because if they criticized the regime, there were reprisals against their family back home. At that time, you just had to say something bad about your neighbor, and people would disappear overnight.
Qui disparaissaient, pas mal d'ailleurs, qui disparaissaient.
If work was easy to find, housing wasn't. That's why shanty towns appeared on the outskirts of Paris. The biggest in Nanterre in the west was mainly inhabited by Algerians. The second biggest was Portuguese, and it was in Champigny. From 1956 onwards, shacks started to appear on a hill overlooking Paris, and the number of residents swelled to 15 to 20,000 in the 1960s. Conditions were mostly dire. Although some families like Valdemar Francisco's constructed solid houses, most were ramshackle structures on muddy paths without water, gas or electricity. The residents were not that well viewed by their French neighbours, even though some of the French had sold them the land illegally, Francisco remembers.
Et donc, l'image encore aujourd'hui des Français de ma génération...
When you ask French people of my generation how they see the Portuguese of that time, they say... A gas bottle on their heads, holding chickens by their feet, on the way back from the market.
Le poulet par les pattes en revenant du marché.
Altino Ribeiro remembers the intimidating experience of arriving in a country that was, she says, 50 years in advance of her homeland.
We were shut up in a two-room apartment. We didn't understand the language, we didn't know our schoolmates, and they made fun of us because we must have looked odd. We went to school in our Sunday best, but to them we were completely old hat. I'll always remember the way they looked at us. It was awful.
Conditions in the shantytown did improve, thanks largely to Champigny's mayor, Louis Talamoni. A communist of Corsican origin, Talamoni was shocked by the conditions and put on a water supply, sent coaches to ferry the children to municipal baths, and in the end, provided proper housing, levelling the shacks to stop some stubborn residents returning to be with their compatriots. Until recently, many Portuguese have been reluctant to talk about that experience, Francisco says.
Souvent, les gens de ma génération ont mis une cinquantaine d'années.
It has taken many people of my generation 50 years to talk about this freely, because it was a bit shameful and it was a bit buried in us. It was almost taboo for us to have been through that.
D'avoir passé par là.
That began to change in 2008, when sculptor Luis Chaves erected a first statue in the park where the shantytown used to stand. This year, largely due to Francisco's campaigning work, a striking monument was inaugurated on the heights, a glowing white pile of books and a portrait of Talamoni surrounded by pillars topped by globes and four huge hands symbolizing fraternity. Unfortunately, one of the hands was stolen, as Francisco and singer Dan Inga dos Santos discovered after an evening in a nearby Portuguese cafe shortly after the inauguration. But there was a happy ending, Dos Santos remembers.
Et puis, alors, bizarrement, la main s'est retrouvée un petit peu plus loin, quelques jours après.
Bizarrely, the hand turned up a few meters away on the plateau because Valdemar had spoken about it not only in the local papers but also on social media. And fortunately, the hand made a miraculous reappearance.
La main est revenue miraculeusement.
The arduous journey, the humiliations on arrival, the struggle to be housed. There are many parallels between the Portuguese experience and the situation facing migrants today. Not all the now-established community see it that way, however. We came to work is the refrain, implying that may not be the case for today's new arrivals. Altina Ribeiro doesn't agree with that attitude.
Some Portuguese people, not all of them, are forgetting where they come from. Some are racist towards the immigrants who are arriving now, and I think that's a shame, because there aren't good and bad immigrants. We've all come for legitimate reasons, and I think everyone has their place.
Valdemar Francisco, too, believes that people who fled poverty should understand others doing the same today. And in Champigny, now a multicultural town that is home to people from many parts of the world, they have the chance to live together. Tony Cross for Radio France International in Champigny-sur-Mer.
Je me souviens du temps nous étions gamins. Je me souviens.
Je me souviens.
On se tenait par la main. C'était bien. J'aimerais quand même tout au fond de moi revivre ces moments-là. Je rêve parfois d'emprunter ces chemins avec toi, tout comme autrefois.
Enfant, on s'aimait comme les grands. Nous avons grandi, puis tu as rencontré l'amour de ta vie. Et tu es parti pour toujours vers un autre destin. Puis, moi aussi, je l'ai rencontré à mon tour. Et depuis, je vis ce grand amour. Et parfois, je me souviens du temps où on était gamin.
Maintenant que je ne suis plus en...
maintenant que je comprends, c'est maintenant, maintenant que je le ressens, je me souviens, comme c'était bien. Toi.